today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perakei Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin tells us the following. Mishay lo peros bizman hazeh. A person has peros of Ma'aser Sheni, but it's bizman hazeh. There is no Beis HaMikdash, so the Ma'aser Sheni can't even be eaten in Yerushalayim. The halacha is that it's only bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, so yitam l'fnei Hashem in Yerushalayim. But v'yigia shas habir, and the shas habir comes, so b'sham yomrim tzarech l'chal lan al kesef. So you have to transfer the kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and destroy it in Yerushalayim, because when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Bailim has to do the bir of the Ma'aser Sheni by being poded it with money and destroying the money. You could destroy the coins. How do you destroy coins? You grind them up, you throw them into the ocean, something like that, throwing them into the ocean would be good enough. So that would be the how Beis Shammai says to handle it. That no, you don't have to be poded first. If the Ma'aser Sheni is in money form or whether it's in peros form, there's no way to use it properly nowadays, because not only is the Ma'aser Sheni itself, but any food that you buy with the money of Ma'aser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten anywhere. So don't redeem it with money. Just take the actual produce and destroy the produce itself. Meaning it's not gonna help to redeem it. Meaning why would the Pasuk be telling us that you have to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni with money if the money is going to be useless, just like the produce is useless? So it must be telling us instead that since it's useless, just get rid of it, to get rid of the Ma'aser Sheni as is. So that is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What do you do with Ma'aser Sheni bizman hazeh? So Beis Shammai says you pode it and then you bring the money to Yerushalayim and destroy it. Beis Hillel says just bring the peros themselves to Yerushalayim and destroy them. Now Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yehuda comments, Barishon Yishol Chenetz Abalibatim Shebamedinos. Usually it used to be that as it came close to this Man Habiur, the Chachamim would send a message to all the Balabatim in all the places outside of Yerushalayim. Maru veskinos pirosechem ad shalo tagia shas habir. Make sure you take care of your produce before the shas habir comes. Meaning, it's anything that's tevel is gonna require a biur even before it's really tevel, even before you fully process all the food. So they would send messengers out to everyone to do everything you need to do to finish processing your produce, so that you could take a maestros, and then you could send the truma to the kohen and the maestrishon to the levi, etc., and do all of that before this man habir arrives. But then Rabbi Akiva came along, and Rabbi Akiva said that any peros that are not yet at the stage of gemar melacha, where they're fully processed, are not going to require biur. Meaning, biur does not apply when the produce is unprocessed. So if you have unprocessed produce, don't rush to get it processed before the biur deadline. Adraba, keep it unprocessed, and then you won't need biur, because since it's not yet, meaning when it's unprocessed, you can't even take trumas and maestros yet. It wouldn't even work to take trumas and maestros yet. So how can you say that it has some sort of kedusha of truma and kedusha of maeser? It's only once it has a gemar melacha that it would take on that kedusha, which is a fascinating idea, meaning that once it has a gemar melacha, even before you designate any part of it as truma or meiser, it's considered to have kedushas truma and kedushas meiser mixed into it, and therefore it would be subject to the inyan and the din of biur. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if a person has peros bizman hazeh, where you can't eat the peros of meiser sheni in Yerushalayim, so Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what to do? Beis Shammai says, be poded on money, bring the money to Yerushalayim and destroy the money by grinding it up and throwing it in the river, just by throwing it into the ocean. And Beis Hillel says, no, don't be poded, just destroy the produce itself. In Mishnah Ches, we said that initially, Rabbi Yehuda said that it used to be, before Rabbi Akiva came along, the Chacham would send messages out to all the Balabatim that if you have unprocessed produce and it's coming closer to the Zman Habir, quickly process all of it so that you can take care of all your children. Some maestros obligations before this man habir. But then Rabbi Akiva taught, no, if it's not even tevel yet, if it's not yet a gemar melacha and it hasn't become tevel, why would you rush to process it? Adraba, it's not going to be chayiv in biur bichlal. So just leave it as is, and then you won't have to do any sort of biur. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Tess.